Hi there, slave. I know you like pain. You love pain. You inflict pain upon yourself because you're too frightened to ask a real mistress to do it for you. To you. It's kind of sad, really. What a treat it would be to be tortured by powerful dominatrix. I know that's what you want more than anything. But you're just too scared to ask, aren't you? Like a little puppy afraid of its master. Oh, so sad. Well, today you'll get the best of both worlds. You'll get the pain that you're so desperate for. You'll get directions from me on how to do it to yourself. And you don't even have to muster up the courage to ask. Aren't you a lucky slave today? Now get some shoelace and tie your cock and your balls to something sturdy. Like the leg of your bed or a hefty table. Make sure it's nice and tight. No cheating. And you should be on your hands and knees like a dog facing me. Oh, you're already breathing heavily because you're so excited, aren't you? Because a shoelace is digging into that tender skin just below your shaft. Licking your lips and swallowing hard. You want this. The little crackles of pain in your crotch send shivers up your spine. Ah, I can see that you're starting to sweat. Beads dribbling down your face. It's exactly what you want. You can't fucking wait, can you? Look up at me, standing above you, wearing nothing but my boots and black panties. I must look huge, towering above you, a looming, ominous force of nature. You fail to fight back the urge to gape. You don't care if your drool slides down your chin. You're just in awe of your mistress. I'm fucking perfect. Every inch of me excites you. You sizzle as you take me in. The taut skin of my rippling thighs, the flat, shimmering skin on my stomach, my perfect round tits, how my panties stretch over the lips of my pussy, my round hips. You'd tear those panties off with your teeth if you could. But you're restrained. Like a dog. Helpless. If you even move an inch, that cord will tear at your balls. Pull your dick forward hard. And you wince. Maybe even whimper. Cry out. Even the slightest movement towards me will render you in extreme pain. And you don't dare chance it. Or do you? Maybe you want the pain. Do you want me to remove my panties? Do you want to see and smell what's behind them? I know you do. I fucking know it. That hard cock tells the whole story. It's a ramrod straight now, filled with blood, pointing at me, at my heart cunt, my boots. You'd ravish me if you could, wouldn't you? Plunge into me. You'd grunt and surge on top of me with your cock moving in and out like a piston from my cocked cunt. You just have one thing on your mind, emptying those balls deep inside me, letting loose until you are completely spent. You thrust with all your strength until you exploded your hot load, sending a river of cum into me, drowning me. It's what you're thinking right now as you kneel beneath me, desperate and hopeless, aren't you? All you can think about is getting that cock off. You don't want to admit it, but you're an animal, a base, disgusting beast. If you were allowed to put your mouth on me, you want to eat and fuck me, eat and fuck this cunt at the same time. That's why you need someone to take care of that cock, because you're just a desperate animal. But maybe if I'm nice, you'll get part of your desperate wish. Yes, I'm going to take off these panties. Down, boy, down. Don't get too excited. Oh, too late for that. Do you like this little landing strip? On my pussy lips glisten. I bet you do. It's fucking delectable. And I can tell you it tastes so good. You wanna know how my pussy tastes? I fucking bet you do. Your open mouth staring at me. You couldn't think about anything else if you tried, could you? Not even that nasty pull at the base of your dick. It hurts, doesn't it? I'm going to make it hurt more. Go on, stare at my pussy, drink it in. I know you like what you see, and you like the smell, but can you taste it? Can you reach this wet, juicy pussy with your tongue? I don't know if you can, so... maybe you should try. Go on. I want you to. Stick out that stupid tongue of yours. Lick my pussy. Come closer. Yeah, stretch that tongue out. Oh, those balls hurting you. You just can't quite make it, can you? It must be so frustrating. Me standing here, practically naked, hands on my hips, just waiting for someone to lick my hungry pussy. Maybe if I just move a bit closer. Oh, you still can't reach, can you? Lean forward a bit more. Come on. Now, what's more important? Your pain all my pleasure. I want you to taste me, pleasure me. But you've got to earn it. Come on, a little further. Oh God, that must be excruciating. Look at your face. Looks like someone fucking stabbed you in the crotch. Oh. I almost feel bad for you.
Almost.
Look at that tight shoelace. And those balls. Now what if I just flick that little string? Oh, sorry. Looks like that really hurt. But I must try again to make sure. Oh, don't pass out. No. You turned all white on me. But I'm actually quite impressed. Despite all this pain, you still have a raging hard-on that could survive a nuclear bomb, couldn't it? I bet you want to use that hard dick of yours. I bet you do. Okay. I'll give you a reward. If you stick that tongue out again, I'll let you bury it in my wet cunt. I'll let you lap up all that wonderful juice. You have 5 seconds to clean me out. If you impress me, I might just entertain the notion of rewarding you. You ready? I bet you are. Here goes. Here's my pussy. Can you reach it? No? Really? Oh, you'll have to stretch a bit further. No pain, no gain, as they say. There you go. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good. Good little slave. Oh, I lick my mistress' pussy. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's plenty. You're not very good at that. Haven't gotten a lot of practice, have you? No. Who would want you? I was just faking those moans to turn you on a bit more. You put in some effort, but the feeling you gave me, not even average, I'm afraid. You're not a very good lover. That doesn't surprise you, does it? You know what you are good at? Not pussy eating, but I'm pretty sure you're good at fucking yourself. Take hold of that pulsating cock down there. Tight. As tight as you imagine my pussy would be around it. Yeah. There you go. Oh, that's what you're good at. Oh, that's what you've been practicing, isn't it? Wanking that little slave cock, thinking about a dominatrix like me. I'll take a step back and you can stare at the pussy you could have had. That you'll never have. Not really. Now here's the deal. Since your tongue is so inadequate, I am going to use my hand to get off, while you stroke that sad, pathetic little cock of yours. I'm going to make myself come. And when I do, I'll tell you when you can come. Don't you fucking dare come before me. Okay? That's right. Stare at my silky, wet pussy. Covered in juice. Wouldn't you love sliding your sad little cock in there? Slide it into me. Pumping this pussy until you burst. Baby, you know I'm so much better at fucking myself than you'd ever be. Watch as I do that. And you jack yourself off. You didn't think I'd touch that silly little cock with my fingers, did you? That's your job. Now get to it. Oh, yeah, wank that stupid little slave cock. Beg for my pussy, stupid little slave. Beg for it. Don't you let that string get any looser around your cock. You like that? Seeing mistress come. My pussy tastes so good, you have no idea. Bet you love licking these fingers clean. Didn't you start wanking fast now? Were you gonna stop? Yes, hands away from that stupid little thing between your legs. You didn't really think you deserved to come, do you? You did. That look of disappointment. Almost as satisfying as the look of pain. Or maybe next time, slay boy.